وفضل الله من الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العظيم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as, your worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more tawfiqat to worship Him more, to keep Him happy here and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long lives with more sustenance, with peace of mind, so that you should be able to talk with Him, to worship Him as He is demanding from us. Shaitan, who is our enemy, Iblis, who has challenged. So there is no choice for us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was proud and is proud on our creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Ashraful Makhluk, the most superior creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was proud and is proud and will be proud. And whenever among mankind someone is touching those high points of Tawheed and worship and taqwa, so very proudly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling angels and other creatures and showing them, come and see how my servant are worshipping me and serving me sincerely. So this was proudness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that was challenged by angels and Iblis, so in the very beginning, there was test, there was trial, there was test of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and the other angels. And verily, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was succeeded. He was winner due to his knowledge. So knowledge is our weapon by which we can defeat our enemy, Shaitan. If we will keep away ourselves from knowledge, from wisdom, Shaitan very easily will control us and ultimately will throw us into the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like He should throw His servants into hellfire. And mankind and we don't like to be filled of hell. When we don't like, when Allah doesn't like, then why we are obedient to Shaitan? Why we are listening to him? In chapter 38, Surah Sad, from verse number 82 to 85, there is challenge of Iblis. He said, قَالَ فَبِعِذَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ عَجْمَعِينَ. O Allah, مجھے تیری عزت کی قسم ہے, میں ہر کسی کو اغوا کروں گا, بہکاؤں گا. Iblis said, O Allah, I will kidnap and deviate every human being from the right path. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. There is only one exception. Those people who have been chosen by you, who have been purified by you, those people who are sincere with you, those people who are worshipping for you and they have purified themselves for you, I will be unable to deviate them. I will be unable to trap them. Otherwise, the rest of the mankind, I will hunt them, I will deviate them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, قَالَ فَالْحَقُّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ. Allah said, this is the truth. This is haq. And I'm going to say this haq. I'm going to announce. And what was that announcement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Iblis challenged we the children of Adam alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his challenge and said, O Iblis, you are free. Whatever you want to do, you can. And anyone who will leave me and will follow you, although I am Kareem, I am Rahman, I am Rahim, but anyone who is so dear to leave me and choose you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly announced and declared. And what was that announcement? Allah said, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ, I will fill the hellfire with all those people who will be your followers. Then I will not be kind. I will not be Rahman and Rahim at that time for those people who left me, who did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we all should know this. This is declaration by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, لَعَمْلَعَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ. O Iblis, I will throw you into the hellfire, and all those who will do your ittiba, who will follow you, I will also put them into the hellfire altogether. So now it is very clear for all of us. Iblis is chasing us. Iblis is trying to trap us and deviating us. We need to be conscious. We need to have more knowledge. We need to have more taqwa. We need to develop more weapons of awareness against the enemy, so that we should be able to protect our iman. We should be able to protect our good deeds. First of all, doing good deeds is not easy. And the most difficult job is, if a person has done some charity, some good deed, some worship, securing that good deed until the time of death is really, really very difficult. So first of all, if we are doing good things, we are going to show the people, not for Allah. But if at the time of good deed we were doing that neki, that charity, that good deed for the sake of Allah, then usually after 1 week, after 1 month, after 1 year, after 10 years, Maybe after 50 years, we are announcing very proudly, other people, do you know, I am the person who made 1,000 mosques. I am the person who helped 10,000 orphans. I am the person who changed 10,000 people from wrong path to the right path. So when someone is saying these things, he himself or herself is ruining his good deeds. So first of all, whatever we are going to do, that should be purely for Allah. And once we have done something good, we should try to forget. If we repeat again and again for ourselves, definitely a day will come when we will repeat those things for others. And the day when we will repeat those things for others, it means those good deeds we done for the people, not for Allah. Then why we are expecting reward from Allah? One day, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was praying in a mosque. So after his ibadah, he done a dua, he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, give me the ability to see Iblis and his serpents and his tactics so that I should be able to understand how Iblis is deviating the believers from the right path. On the spot, his dua was accepted. And then the message was given, okay, go outside of the mosque and Iblis is waiting over there. When that messenger came out of the mosque, he saw the Iblis who had flag in his hand, who had a drum hanged in his neck and a pile of arrows, a bag of arrows. Messenger asked, "Oh Iblis, why are you standing here?" He said, "I am standing here to hunt the believers." And then Prophet asked, "How are you attracting the people?" He said, "Usually we are waiting until the people are going to finish their namaz, as well as they are going to say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah." At that moment, one of my fellows is going into the mosque. And then they whisper. As soon as they whisper, then Prophet asks, "What are your slogans?" Iblis told, "I have three words. We are announcing three things. Number one, that is At-Tamah, the greediness. Number two, Al-Hirs, that is superlative degree of Tamah. And number three, Al-Mana', stopping." So Iblis told the Prophet, so those people who are weak in their faith, in their iman, as soon as they finish their prayer, they start thinking, "I'm wasting my time here. I'm wasting my job. I'm delaying. I'm getting lost. So why not? I should leave this premises and go and start my job as soon as possible. Because other people are making money and I am wasting my time here." So this group of people, very soon, just after finishing prayer, so these are kidnapped by Iblis and they try to stand up and they leave the mosque. Then those people who are a little bit better than this group, they also start thinking, "Okay, now Alhamdulillah, I have completed and finished my wajib. So it's the time to go. And time to go and do my job
do my prayer, do my business. Then the next group, they start thinking, if I will carry on staying in the mosque, as well as I will lose my business outside, and some beggar will come here, they will ask me to help. Maybe some management people of the mosque will ask to help for some projects. So it is better to leave this mosque. It is better not to talk with any believer. It is better not to shake hands with any believer. So these are whispering of Iblis and Shayateen, and we are listening. We are trying to leave the mosque as soon as possible. Actually, after the namaz, that is the time when the special bounties and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are coming. Like in the morning, before sunrise, that is the particular time of collecting bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, especially on Friday and after Friday prayer, that is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending special mercies and bounties. And we people, due to any reason, we are listening to Iblis, we are leaving the mosque as soon as possible, and then we are losing the benefits which we could get on Friday or any time when we are coming in the mosque. So this was ability which was given to the Prophet, and he had dialogue with the Iblis, and he told. At the end, Iblis told only few people, as it has been said in the Quran, قَالَ فَبِعِذَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ عَجْمَيْنَ إِلَّا إِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمَ الْمُخْلَسِينَ. So those people who will be mukhlis, I will be unable to deviate from the right path. So then Iblis told the Prophet, only few people are left who are mukhlisin. And Prophet asked, how will you identify they are mukhlis? Iblis said, one of their identification, that is after namaz, they sit down and they start taqibat. Taqibat is, one of them is Tasbih Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaihi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. You know, today if you want to reach your one of your friends, so you will dial the number, you will call, and within no time you will be able to talk. But if that number, even one digit of that number is wrong, you will not be able to reach that friend, that relative. So likewise, this Tasbih Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha. So that is the number to dial. This is the number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 34-33-33. This is the personal number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who would like to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would like to have conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should call his personal number. 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So if a person, for example, Allahu Akbar, this is Zikrullah. If a person likes to read, instead of 34 times is reading 33 times or 35 times, then actually he will be unable to dial that number. It is very important. The number of dhikr, that is also important. And this facility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you. Although prayer itself, salat itself, that is dhikrullah. But the key of acceptance of that salat is hidden in this tasbih. And when Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaihi,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad,
She was facing a lot of problems, difficulties, and she visited her father and requested someone to help her. Then Prophet said, "O Fatima, do you like, I should give you something which is better than everything of this world?" Fatima was glad and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am happy, whatever you like to grant me." Then Rasulullah gave this tasbih. And that's why this tasbih is famous as tasbih of Fatima to Zahra salamu alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So anyone who would like to increase his sustenance, anyone who would like to remove his sins, anyone who would like to keep happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who would like to be closer to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam, anyone who would like to be forgiven in the grave and at the day of judgment, he must read this tasbih. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, when we are teaching our children how to pray salat, we also teach them this tasbih Fatima to Zahra, because for us, tasbih Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha, is as important as the wajib salat is. So, this is something which has been taught by Imam Tahar alayhi salam. As prayer is important, as wajib prayer is important, likewise, tasbih of Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha is important for us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And especially, this beautiful gift has been granted to us by Hazrat Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So in this way, we can include ourselves in the list of mukhlaseen. Those people who could not be trapped by Iblis, by shayateen. And that's why it has been emphasized, before sleeping we should also read this tasbih, so that our sleep should also be included into ibadah. There are a lot of benefits of this tasbih of Fatima to Zahra, and the best of them is, this is the personal number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who would like to have chat with Allah, to have conversation with Allah, the best of that is, he or she should read tasbih Fatima to Zahra salamu alayhi.
بسم
الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
على الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين واتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء الفرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونفع عمركم My brothers in Iman, the beautiful saying of our first Imam, life is nothing without piety. A believer, a moment, cannot be respectful until he or she is not trying to be pious. That must be our ultimate goal. We must try ourselves to purify. We must try ourselves to grow fear of Allah in our hearts. We must convince ourselves, our thoughts and hearts, just to do those things which can keep happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of important deed which can help us to proceed on the path of taqwa, that is dua. So divine books, the Quran, that is word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been sent from heavens, from Allah to us. And if we like to keep communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have only one thing that can go to Allah, and that is sincere and pure dua. Dua with khushu wa khuzu, dua with consultation, dua of broken hearts, dua of those people who are fully concentrated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which can increase the authority and power and taqwa of a believer. Dua can help us to fight against traps of shayateen and iblis. Without dua, none of our worship will be accepted. Without dua, we cannot show as a humble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ourselves. Without dua, we cannot protect our iman. Without dua, we could not be closer to Aimma Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So dua is something which can develop communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who never do dua, those people who never care to say anything to Allah, they never dare to ask or to request something to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them in the list of Fir'aun and Namrud and enemies of Allah. So dua is something which can help us to be pure believers, to proceed on the path of taqwa. So always, on different occasions, we should try to find out the opportunity to develop communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to do dua. And especially those dua which we are doing for others, there is 100% guarantee that dua will be accepted. Maybe some of dua which we are doing for ourselves will not be accepted, or will be answered very late, or will be protected for the day of judgment. But those du'as which we are doing for others are accepted by Allah very soon. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. The Salatul Layl, the night prayer, Namaz Tahajjud, when a person is all alone, there is darkness, there is no one except Allah and that person. Even in that prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, when you are standing for prayer, at least do dua for 40 believers, at least those who are alive or dead. And that is the time when you can judge and when you can check your heart against anyone. If you have grudge, that is the moment you can test. All of the name of some person will come in your mind, and then a sound will come from inside. No, this is my enemy. This has given me this harm, this harm, this harm. So I am not going to do dua. But if we are believer, we must do dua for that person. If apparently he is follower of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
We never should be judged. We are not judge. Judge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will decide for the destination of the people, whether to keep in paradise or into the hell. What is our duty? Anyone who is apparently saying he is follower of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we must do dua for them. We must respect those people who are believers, and we must not insult anyone who is called Shia follower of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. So all these virtues and attributes we can achieve through this dua. And one of dua, that is dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, which has been given in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14 and verse number 40 and 41. And this dua we can also read in Dua Qunut of Namaz as well. And what is that dua? رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ السَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. O Allah, include me among those peoples who establish the prayer. This is dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is not an ordinary prophet. Our Prophet was proud of his grandfather, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that Prophet, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, is praying and he is happy. And he is asking for something, it means that is very, very important. Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking, Allah, make my children, my progeny, and myself among those peoples who are always establishing the prayers. And then, after doing this dua, again, making sure Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَىٰ. O Allah, this is you who can accept or who can answer our du'as. And definitely you will reply our du'as. And then, in next verse it has been said, and again this is dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبَّنَا. O our Lord, O our Rabb, اغْفِرْلِي, forgive me, وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, and my parents, وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and all the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ, at the day of judgment. You know, this is Prophet who is teaching us how to do dua.
Best of dua is in which you are not asking anything for yourself, you are doing dua for other. That is the best of the dua. In this dua, Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qabur al-sarur, Allahumma abni kulla faqir. This is dua you are not asking for yourself, you are asking for all believers. That is one of the best dua. But in this dua, again Prophet is telling us, teaching us, if you want to do dua yourself, don't forget your relatives, your sisters and brothers in iman. That's why Prophet said, Rabbana ghufirli, oh Allah, forgive me, wa li walidayya. Don't forget your parents. Always do dua for them. And inshallah, next week I will tell you one of the namaz which we must read for our parents. This is the mustahab dua. And it's highly recommended for the children to read for their parents, whether they're alive or dead. And that is dua maghfirati walidayn, two rakat namaz. And this is what that this was Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. After Surah Hamd, in first rakat, we have to read 10 times. So we should try to memorize this dua. Ordinary dua kunut, we can read it. But also in dua maghfirati walidayn, we should also read this ayah 10 times as well. Rabbana ghfirli, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents, and forgive all believers. Not only in this world, but at the day of judgment, when there will be accountability, and everybody will be in the need of helpers, and at that time, this is only you who can help. Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, and who is the symbol of haya, symbol of life? Because the salt and the water is dowry of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra. And anything which is related or created by water or salt, or anything which has it in the body, must be thankful to Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In life, without water is impossible. It means life without Fatima al-Zahra, without love of Fatima al-Zahra, without obedience of Fatima al-Zahra is equal to nothing. So that Fatima al-Zahra, who is the symbol of haya, who is symbol of life, because this haya has been originated from hayat, that is also life. So haya is life, haya is iman, haya is deen. And in one of the hadiths, Prophet said, إِذَا رَعَيْتَ مِنْ أَخِيكَ سَلَاسَ خِسَالٍ فَرْجَهُ. Whenever you see three virtues, three attributes in your brother in iman, then try to be his friend. Try to visit him more and more. And what are those three virtues? Number one, الْحَيَا وَالْأَمَانَةُ وَالصِّدْقُ. One of them is haya, the other is honesty, and other is truthfulness. So those people who are having these three traits, three virtues, we should try to be friend of those people. But those who are dishonest, those who are liars, those who are not observing haya, so we should try to keep away ourselves from them. And inshallah, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we are going to commemorate shahadat of this great lady. Whatever we have, this is due to her personality, due to her greatness. And it will be very, very rude if we can't spare a few hours to say thank you to this great lady for all of her favors. Whatever we are having here is due to her favors. And inshallah, she will do us favors at the day of judgment. And if really we have haya, if really we have some love in our hearts for this great lady, we should, those hours which have been specified for this great lady, we should respond. We should reflect. Reflect our love. Reflect our obedience. Reflect our emotions and sincerity towards Fatima al-Zahra. If we are crying for those people who hurt her, who burned her house and door and gate, who broken her ribs, are we going on the same path?
Again, with our actions and negligence, we are hurting the soft heart of Fatima Kassala. We should try not to be included among those people who hurt this great lady. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be true followers of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and which is also the tafsir of this surah, inna atayna kal khawsar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwallak.